Thank you. When Beethoven wrote that last sonata exactly 200 years ago, his publisher, he sent it to his publisher, and his publisher sent it back and said, "I don't get this. I'm not going to publish it." And a lot of the early reviews and audiences, this music was totally unintelligible to them, and it still, to this day, sounds incredibly new. Well, now we'd like to play for you a work by a living composer, Philip Glass, who, when he started composing, all around him, composers were trying to get more and more complex, more intricate, and I love a lot of that music, but it alienated audiences from contemporary classical music. And Philip came in and just with going back to the very simple musical building blocks, he wrote achingly beautiful music. And we'd like to play you a piece of Philip's. On top of that, by the way, he's a mensch and great, great guy. But we'd like to play you a piece of Philip Glass called The Orchard.
Thank you. Thank you. We would like to play for you now sort of a fairy tale, literally a fairy tale, in three movements. We're going to play the second movement from Leos Janáček's Pohádka, a fairy tale. Janáček was a composer of the early 20th century in the Czech Republic. And there is a story behind this movement, but the image I always associate with it has to do with the film version of Milan Kundera's The Unbearable Lightness of Being. So despite the fact that the narrative of this particular movement has to do with rescuing a fair princess from an evil, enchanting demon, I prefer the image of Daniel Day-Lewis as a resident surgeon catching a quickie at lunchtime. So here we go, second movement of Leos Janáček's Fairy Tale. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Do you have to go back to work? Is that what happens?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Time to report the news.
Yes, indeed.